doing chapter 34. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Chapter number 34. Always appreciate people testifying, praising God, how good it is. Psalm 102 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Or 107, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's in there somewhere. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I'm glad the redeemed of the Lord can say so. Some time ago, I got into this chapter and was trying to put something together. And I will, sometime, Lord will let me, I'll preach that. But I'm going to look at one verse tonight, just a thought that God put on my heart. Won't be anything profound, but it'll be, the Word of God's always profound, though, whatever God says. But I want to read you a letter that I got just this week. And here's what it says. I just got back from Jubilee and wanted to drop a note to you, say thank you and the good people of Gateway for the love and sacrifice that you all have for others. It has been said many times that Jesus Christ messed up a lot of funerals. But as I was sitting there yesterday afternoon, I thought the Jubilee at Gateway has sure messed up a lot of resignations. Thank you again. I'm praying that God will richly bless you what you've done for others. I thought, praise God, one person, one preacher gets help out of it, it's worth it all. And I know that all of us here got help out of it. And getting letters like that, and I've had others say similar things to me that came with that idea that that would be they'd about ready to throw in the towel. But I'm glad that God is still on the throne, still encouraging and strengthening and helping. I want you to look at Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse number 26. Ezekiel 34 and verse number 26. In this chapter, God is dealing with Israel, Judah, southern kingdom mainly. But they were in bondage in Babylon. And talks in the first part of the chapter about the shepherds that wasn't telling them the truth, wouldn't lead them the right way, and they were scattered. And deals with then God bringing them back. And he's dealing with Israel. Primarily in this little chapter, he's dealing with the nation of Israel. And that he's going to bring them back, set up a kingdom. And we heard something about that this week too. And that kingdom. But verse 26, I want you to stand with me, please. Talking about Israel now, talking about God's people of Israel, Jews that he bring back. And someday he will set up a kingdom on the earth. And he will be the good shepherd that will lead them. The great shepherd that will rule and reign. No question about that. And some of this I was putting together, but I got in this verse and I just wanted to take the verse and I thought that God run through my mind. I'll make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I'll cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessings. And I want to pick up on that thought. There shall be showers of blessing. And I want to deal with that just a little bit tonight. I guess if I title this tonight, I call it the Blessing of Jubilee. And for you upstairs that write out the titles on the CD, that'd be a good title for it. The Blessing of Jubilee. For us that are here and will be around until Jesus comes or we pass away off the scene, I'd like to title it the Blessing of Jubilee that can continue and will continue if we'll let him. Amen. Let's bow our head. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus and thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God tonight. I praise your name for the privilege just to come and be here. And Father, surely we'd have to bow our heads and humble our hearts and say praise the name of the Lord for all that you have done for us in days recently gone by. I praise you and I thank you, God, for every way that you've touched our hearts. I praise you for every thought you brought to our minds to bring us closer unto you. I thank you for the privilege tonight to be in the house of God and hear testimonies and sing together and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. have fellowship together and enjoy the things of God. Father, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, you said. And we tonight thank you and praise you and give you glory. I thank you, God, for every person that worked hard and put their efforts into this past week. I praise your name for every preacher that came and shared the word of God, every singer that sung. I thank you, Lord, for every person that made any effort at all toward the Jubilee and helping and being a blessing. And those that just prayed and were a part of it and just came and enjoyed. I thank you for their presence. And I praise your name. And God, never let us take for granted your blessings upon the services. And so again tonight, we ask for that divine touch of God. I need the power of God tonight. I need you to help us, Lord. I pray for illumination of the Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts that we may speak to this congregation. Help us say what you want us to say, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. There shall be showers of blessing. And that's a future saying there. There shall be in the day that God establishes Israel and rules from Jerusalem. And when Jesus sets up his kingdom, a millennium kingdom, and rules and reigns, there shall be showers of blessings. But I thank God for the blessings. Many folks stood up tonight and testified about the blessings we just came out of and just enjoyed and are still enjoying tonight. I praise God for all of that and rejoice in it. But I'm looking forward to God's blessings in days to come. I'm looking for God to bless tonight. I'm looking for God to bless in the coming Sunday. And God to do something special for us here in this place. I believe that God always has something for us. In every service somewhere, there is something for everybody in the church house. There may be somebody here tonight that needs salvation, that needs Jesus Christ to become real to them, and they be born into the family of God. That be the case, I pray tonight that the Holy Ghost would bring conviction and draw them that they might be saved. And maybe those here tonight that just need to draw closer and be helped and have the joy restored, I pray that'll happen. I pray that those need encouragement, that'll happen. And those that have been stirred and helped, they just need encouragement to go on with it. I pray that'll happen tonight. And that all of us may put our hearts together and our efforts together and see God do what he wants to do. I just got three simple things I want to say. And I got to thinking about why. Why was Jubilee such a blessing? Why was Jubilee such a blessing anyway? What made that? How come it was? Let me say, first of all, because of the presence of God. The presence of God. It was not because that I was here. It was not because that you were here. But it was because of God's presence. A divine sovereign showed up in the services. And I say, hallelujah. I praise God for that, don't you? I rejoice in the fact that God showed up. And this is his house, and this is the place we come to worship him and meet with him. And he said, where two or three are gathered together, I'll be in the midst of them. I believe he's here tonight. And so I praise God for that. The presence of the living God. But I know that sometimes God manifests himself more than he does at other times. I understand that. And it seemed like during Jubilee, God just manifests himself so marvelously. I praise him for that. I got to thinking about that and trying to give it some thought. Now, I didn't try to alliterate anything. I didn't try to put this thing in some kind of an outline. I just simply sharing my heart with you. Why is it? In Jubilee, God's presence is so real. I don't know all the answers, but I know some of them. I think God helped me see something, number one, is the fact that there's been a whole lot of praying going on before Jubilee ever got here. Hey, a lot of people praying for Jubilee before Jubilee time ever come. And even tonight, there were some praying that for Jubilee next year. And we should pray all year long for Jubilee. But I know churches that pray for Jubilee. I know other preachers that pray for Jubilee. And I know other places that pray for us here in Jubilee. And I thank God for all that. Isn't it good to know that? That's why it's so good for missionaries that's on the field to know there's churches here and there and other places that are praying for them. It makes a difference when people pray for the presence and the power of God to show up. And they wasn't praying, not praying for somebody to get glory or something, a great event to take place that would bring attention to themselves. But just praying for God to show up in the services. And he did. Amen. And he did. I praise God for that. And then let me say something else about why was God's presence so manifest in Jubilee. These people that come in and they're expecting something to happen. They didn't come into Jubilee just to come to service. They didn't come just because it's time to come. They didn't drive hundreds of miles just to come in. They came because they were expecting something that. And some of us here tonight, we were here hour early. We came in early. We wanted to get a seat. We were excited about it. We come in expecting something to happen. We were stirred up about it. Am I not right? Amen, Brother Bill, Tommy Steele would say, can I get a witness right here? Amen. We come in expecting that kind of thing to happen. So I praise God. I hope it gets deep down in our hearts. Amen. And we come to the house of God looking for something to happen, expecting God's presence to show up. I didn't come to a Jubilee service not expecting God to show up, not expecting him. I was expecting him to show up. Amen. These mornings I came in here, I did not have any idea exactly what I was going to do. But I knew one thing, that God had it in control and that God would take care of it. And not a morning service that God didn't show up. It wasn't a time God didn't show up. We didn't have a night service that God didn't show up. Why, preacher, why? I'm trying to find out why. But people came expecting it. We're praying and been praying. Came expecting God to show up. Came looking for God to show up. And people got excited about it. And they got in the choir and got to singing and all that kind of stuff. And preachers preached. And I mean just ran back and preached. And I'm trying to do that. Amen. And just let God be God. Amen. And that's all. We think about all these things. And people were talking about it. I mean, they had it on their mind. And they children excited that they skipped school. Amen. People came. I saw Bob here somewhere a while ago. And he came, I don't know what night he came. I believe it's Tuesday. And he was going to try to come toward the end. But he just let his work go and came to every service. And because he got stirred up about it. And I know not everybody could do that. But it got so real to him that he wanted to be there all the time. Amen. I like it like that. And I'm getting excited about it, thinking about it right now. Amen. It was just so good. Everybody come in, and you sensed it when you came in, that everybody was sitting there, what's God going to do? What's God going to do? And what's going to happen tonight? And they didn't care who was singing. They didn't care. Now, we had a few folk cared who preached, because they called up and asked who's preaching. And I understand that. People have favorite preachers. People have favorite this, favorite that. I understand some of that. But in Jubilee for us, it didn't make any difference who was preaching. It didn't make any difference who was singing, as long as God was in it and God was doing what he wanted to do. And we were looking for God. Amen. Yeah. When you come looking for God, the rest of it doesn't make any difference. Amen. And God was showing up. And as Brother Steele would say again, he was showing out. Amen. I'm glad that he did, aren't you? And I thank God for Jubilee. Praise God. He helped me, did something in my heart, and moved me on another step forward, and I say hallelujah. I'm glad for it, and praise his name. And so his presence was real. And so people were expecting something from God. People were praying. And people were coming. People were talking about it. And people were telling others. And even between services, no matter where they went, he's telling somebody about Jubilee. I've had people stop and ask me about, what is Jubilee? What's going on? Had somebody the other day, I went in a place of business. They said, something was going on out at Gateway last week. And they was asking me about it this week. And I tried to encourage them, come on, find out this week. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you that God showed up. His presence was real. I don't want to come to church and his presence not be real. Now, I know we bring him in our hearts all the time. But if we grieve him, that makes a difference. Amen. Let me say number two. And I can say a lot more about that one, but just let me say number two. We had preaching. And you can't replace preaching. Amen. There's no nothing to take the place of preaching. God chose foolish of preaching, and God chose that. Now, teaching has its place and all that, but there's nothing to take the place of preaching. And these men that came in, they did not diddle piddle around about it. They preached. Amen. Thank God for the preaching. Amen. And much can be said about all the preaching, and I'm going to just touch on a few things, not all of it, because I'd be here all night. But I just a few things that come to my mind, but getting by the stink, wasn't that good? Hallelujah. I've been thinking about that every once in a while. Getting by the stink, and you folk that wasn't here at night, Brother Hazel preached that. He's talking about the tomb of Lazarus, and by this time he stinketh, but roll the stone away. They had to forget about the stink and say, regardless, Jesus said, roll the stone away. And they did, and Jesus did what needed to be done, but they had to get by the stink. Amen. I like something else he said. He said, build a bridge and get over it. Amen. I like it. Praise God. And those things come up in our lives, and those things that will, and they'll come at us. Don't worry about that. You don't have to sit around and worry about it and try to think up something. It'll come. But just build a bridge and get over it. Amen. And let God have his way. Hey, these things that bother me, these things that bother you, there's no church that's perfect. Ain't nobody that's perfect. Amen. If I ever found a perfect church, I wouldn't join it, because I'd mess it up sure as a world. And I was talking to a fellow one day talking about being perfect. I started backing out the door. I said, if I stay around, I'm going to mess you up. Amen. And just as sure as the world, you can't stay around, because people are imperfect. But oh, praise God for the reality of what he said that night. Amen. And we can stay there a long time. Get over the stink and just go on for God and shout hallelujah and praise his name and thank him for it. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I'm talking about preaching right now. I'm talking about just taking the word of God and preaching. They preached, I tell you. And that, because they did some preaching. And I praise his name. The other preachers that came in preached. And Brother Wishon, Brother Thomas, Brother Thomas preached. All these men were preaching. Brother Jason McNeese up in Rudy Tree, all of them preaching. And Brother McNeese preaching about the joy and talking about people being saved. And I got to think about hallelujah for all of it. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for it. And I loved what Brother Steele said about used Haiti. And we didn't mention Haiti tonight. I did when I prayed, because I thought of those people over there. But don't forget Haiti, those people over there. God may help them. Many of them are turning to Jesus during this time. I pray they will. Amen. But he mentioned that. And he mentioned about the rescue and getting those out and rescuing those people, search and rescue. And I got to thinking about that. That's exactly what we are. We're teams of search and rescue. Hunt them out and then get them out. And I remember on a news broadcast before the Jubilee ever started, hearing somebody talk about, because I didn't even watch the news last week. By the way, that's another reason God showed up so good. Amen. We wasn't filled up with everything else. We got so filled up with God. Amen. I'll plug that in a little bit late, but get it in. Another reason God showed up, amen, is the fact we didn't have time for all the rest of this stuff. It sometimes takes our minds and gets them thinking about other things. But anyway, this one family was out there. They kept trying to stop somebody coming by that was rescuing people. They didn't have the tools to do it with. The family didn't. They didn't have any means to do it with. But they believed they had somebody in there that was alive. And they kept begging somebody, come by and help us. And finally, one search team stopped and said, we're going to dig in and see if we can find somebody. And they pulled out a man, and he was alive. I say hallelujah. I'm glad these people out here is lost and without God, and they're way down under the rubble of sin, and we need to dig them out. Go after them, amen. It doesn't make any difference where you find them. Just go after them, invite them, try to witness to them, tell them about Jesus, invite them to church, and search and rescue. Amen. I don't want to get so caught up in the good service that we had that I miss what I can do now. I had a good time. I shouted, I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. And I praise God for the privilege to cry. Amen. Somebody mentioned this past week about crying. Somebody said men don't cry. And it might have been Joe Arthur talking about that. But that's not what the Bible says. Jesus wept. And so, amen, cry. It run out my eyes. Some people cry. Some people shout. Some people do other things. But I'm telling you, God did something for us. Amen. and look back on it, but whatever you're expressing, it was good, it's great. I'm glad tonight we can come together and say amen. I'm glad tonight we can come together and praise the Lord and sing some song. Boy, the Paquettes got up here and sung hallelujah. Go over and sung hallelujah. Choir sung hallelujah. Praise God for all of it. But what I'm trying to say is this. It's good to be here tonight on Wednesday night. But let's don't get so caught up in all that that we miss what God wants us to do. God didn't recharge our batteries just so we'd feel good and go out saying, I got recharged. I got some help. Hallelujah. Well, let's let it show up in our lives. Let's let it show up every day. Let's go rescue somebody. Let's go search somebody out somewhere and rescue them. Amen. And so that's good preaching he did. I praise God for that. I thank him for all that. We're getting all those messages. We'll be here all night, sure enough. But thank God for the preaching. Amen. Thank God for the preaching. It was good. And preaching is good, and I praise God for it. I thank God for that. Let me say number three, the praise we had. I thank God. A jubilee, pray, the blessings of jubilee, the presence of the living God, and the preaching. But thank God for the praising. Amen. I just enjoyed the praising. I got to think about it. And people get here, and boy, they get in the choir, and they was ready to sing. And let her rip. I mean, they let her rip. And people got excited and raised their hand. I know we're in a different atmosphere somewhat, but we can be in the same atmosphere. And got excited about it. What made the difference? The night than then. Same choir, same place, same God, same presence. Somebody gonna preach. Somebody trying. What's the difference? We come in because the crowd's gone. Now I realize when you get a bunch of preachers together, you're gonna have something happen. It ain't be good or bad. And God has blessed us wonderfully when we get a group of preachers together here in Jubilee. It's good. And they come in to worship God. And they help us out tremendously. I realize all that's true, but what I'm trying to say is thank God for the praising. Amen. I'm glad for every hand that went up. I say, woo, hallelujah for the praising. I thank God for everybody that said amen. I thank God for every tear that fell. I thank God for everything that happened. I liked what Brother Willard Thomas did when he came up to preach. I called on him to come up. And we just been through a spell. I believe the Rollins had just sung one morning, and it got kind of out of the banks. It got to overflowing, and people got to praising God and shouting hallelujah. Some of you folk are here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And there's a fella took a lap or two around the building. You say, preacher, I don't like that running. If God's in it, I don't care if he run around the building, through the building, out the back door, and come in the front door. It doesn't make any difference. If God's in, hey, if you ever let God have his way in your heart, you may jump up and run. You might even wave your hand or shout, and you may not. Some people never do. I've told y'all many of a time about the old boy down in Wyville. He said, my liver quivers. I never heard him shout, never heard it. Didn't see him raise his hand, but he just got in there, and I could tell by looking at him, he's enjoying it. That fella preached Sunday morning, sat back there, Brother Spencer from up in Michigan. He grinned all over himself. I mean, he had a smile from one ear to the other. I never saw him shout. I didn't see him raise his hand. But I tell you, he got excited. He was excited about God. He was excited about what was going on. And I believe he's glad he got snowed in, iced in. He just wanted to hang around. Ricky run to hang around. And boy, Ricky talking about that desert time. I just wanted to hang around and be here. I say, hallelujah. I had no idea what we was going to do last Sunday. In fact, this is what I'm doing tonight. I had thought about doing Sunday in Sunday school, but I thought, I did not know. I said, God, whatever you want. Here the men come in. I didn't know it was going to be here. And God just set it all up, and we went to a meeting. Hallelujah. Everybody couldn't get here, but we had a good time. Glory to God. We praised God, heard men preach, laughed and cried together, and had a good time in the house of God. I say glory, hallelujah. It was good. It was good. But what I'm getting to is this praising business. And sometimes God will move on you to praise God. You see, it's easier in Jubilee to do it than it is in the regular service. Because in Jubilee, everybody around you kind of in the same mode. And they're ready to praise God. If they're not raising their hand, they're wanting to. Or they're trembling, or they something inside going on with them. They're excited about it. And that's it. But when we come in on Wednesday night or Sunday, we've been in the world, beat down, hunted down, discouraged, have problems. Amen. And so it's not so easy as it is in Jubilee. But let me say tonight to you, it's always good to praise the Lord. Amen. Just get turned loose and praise him anytime. And sometimes we're sitting in the service, and he's really on us to praise him, but because we're not anybody else doing it, we're afraid to start it. Amen. Don't be afraid to start it. Amen. And somebody turns loose, it's easy for other people to turn loose. And just let God have it. I was on that running part, wasn't I? I got sidetracked here and ran a few rabbits myself. But anyway, I was on that running part. That fellow took a, I don't know who he is, but he could run, I tell you that. And I looked at him, I thought, well, I hope he makes it. He kept going. And I said, praise God, amen. And I really believe God was on him, and he was doing it for God. And here in a little bit, here come Mark by. Boom. I said, I know that boy don't do that unless God's on it. And I said, hallelujah. Amen. You said, well, I never felt that way. Well, it may happen to you one day. And then we got to going and shouted for a while, and people got excited. And I believe he'd sung that judgment song. And man, we're talking about worthy is the King, worthy is the Lamb, and worthy is the Lamb of God. We just got started on that and praised God for a while. I called on Brother Willard Thomas to come and preach. And Brother Willard walking up through here, he stopped right down there and got Brother Mark. He started to come up, and he stopped and got Brother Mark, I believe. No, it wasn't Brother Roland, Brother somebody. He got somebody, handed them his Bible, and said, hold this for me. And God told me to run a while ago, and I didn't do it. I quenched the spirit, and he took off running a spell and came back and came to the pulpit and preached. I say, amen. He's afraid he's going to grieve the spirit. And he said, I grieved him a while ago. I was supposed to have done this a while ago. And so he just took off. And said, whoo, I said, whoopee, it's going to be good, amen. Amen. It got good. He got good. He got the blessing in the preaching, hallelujah. It just got good all over the place. I say, praise God, honey was a falling from heaven. And I just licking it up, amen. I like it when honeys are falling. And Brother Mays Jackson used to say, it gets too foggy that you have to have a seeing eye dog to see spiritually, amen. It's getting foggy. I praise his name, hallelujah, for Jesus. I'm glad for the praise. Then people get to singing. Hey, you praise God by singing too, amen. I love singing. I love to hear people sing. Some of these preachers could sing and preach too. That's good. Bless them. All I know to say. I used to say, I wish I could choke them, but no. I'm glad they can sing. I'm glad they can sing and preach and do it all. But I tell you, I love singing. Some got up and sung, and what a blessing it was. See them sing, see them raise their hands, see them praise God. What a blessing. Some just stood up and praised God, and some just waved their hands. Some cried, and some just quivered, and some trembled. But all of us got in on the praise. Jubilee, the blessing of Jubilee. We got our emotions turned loose. We got just to worshiping God. That's a blessing of Jubilee. That's a blessing of Jubilee. And I thank God for Jubilee. I praise God for Jubilee. And I thank God for the privilege that we have to have a Jubilee. When we first started this, God laid something on my heart about Jubilee. Need to have one. And I said, Lord, how in the world are we going to have a Jubilee? When we started Jubilee, we didn't have a whole lot of folk. But I had some people that were willing to listen to the pastor and follow him. And they worked with me. They did. They labor, still do. I'm thankful. I'm a blessed preacher. I'm a blessed pastor. Because nobody, no church could put on a Jubilee without his people. Thank you for working so hard and doing such a good job that we could come together and God would meet with us in power. That we'd come together and we could have preaching like we've had. I loved every minute of it. We could come together and praise God like we did. Hallelujah for every praise was ever given. And those testimonies tonight, thank God. And those of you who didn't testify, but you've raised your hand. Inside you're bubbling over. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. But I had no idea. I thought we'd have a few preachers come in. We'd get started. I think the first year we tried, it snowed like crazy. Got icy. I called it Winter Jubilee, named it right. God laid that time of year on my heart. Still believe it's God's will for us to have Jubilee that time of year. Kept growing, going. Every year I looked around, there'd be somebody else new coming. God put together a Jubilee at Gateway Baptist Church that I cannot explain. I can't even begin to explain it. All I can tell you is that our God has been good to us. He could do it anywhere he wanted to do it, but he allowed Gateway to have Winter Jubilee. I just want to say thank you. Just want to say thank you. For folk that I love and people that I care about, the church I poured my heart into, that you let us be your pastor. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Jubilee. I praise your name for the blessing of Jubilee. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. How precious it is to come together and sense that presence of the living God. And come together and hear preaching. Come together and praise the name of the Lord. The blessing of Jubilee. And Father, how we pray that that blessing of Jubilee will continue in our hearts and in our services in days to come. I pray for other preachers and other churches. They came in and they got the same thing that we got. They've gone back to their places. They're endeavoring to do the same thing that we're endeavoring to do. The search and rescue. Lord, maybe somebody here tonight that's lost. Somebody doesn't know Jesus as their Savior. Somebody's never been born again, don't know what it is to trust Christ as their Savior and the Lord. They need to come and be saved tonight. I pray the Holy Ghost bring conviction and draw them to Jesus. And I pray for those that are here and they need something from God. You'd help them. But Father, help all of us be thankful and praise the name of the Lord. Thank you now for what you do. Father, your will be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen.